Hey, this is Victoria. You can't do that.
You can leave that too.
Hey, this is Victoria Mulay, and you're listening to the Mike, 100 podcast?
Yeah. Hey, this is Victoria Mulay. You're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Hey, this is Victoria Mulay. You're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by RefereeRant.com. This is our craft. This is our skill. This is our voice. We have something to say. Referee Rant was conceived by a lowly official, me, looking to make side money on the weekend. Not that he didn't take it serious. He never thought of it as a skill, a craft, right there for the taking to master. Flag football turned into softball, softball to lacrosse, then basketball. Football, soccer, baseball soon followed. We're on the field. We're on the court. You may ref better than us, but you can't write like us. You might write better than us, but you can't ref like us. Marrying art and officiating. Find us at RefereeRant.com. Fight!
Welcome to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I want to welcome my guest, Victoria Mulay, St. Anthony soccer star and freshman at Iona College. How are we doing today, Vic?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you for coming on the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I'm excited to learn more about you and just talk about your playing days from when you were younger till now. When did you first start playing soccer?
I think like kindergarten.
Wow, kindergarten.
Yeah,
what kind of drills were you doing then?
Just running around, kicking the soccer ball.
Cool. So when did you really get serious with soccer?
I think I was in like fourth or fifth grade, and I moved from my town team to like a more advanced team called ISA. And from there, it just got more competitive, better teams, and like better girls.
So as you got to play on more advanced soccer teams, you know, to some of the younger athletes who are listening now, about how many days did you practice a week? You know, like how many hours a week was the real, you know, club soccer teams practicing?
Probably like three times a week for an hour and a half. And they weren't easy practices. They were always like high intense and everyone was pushed.
And about so you practiced three times a week, and what'd you play in? Like at least four or five tournaments, you know, during that season?
Yeah, probably four tournaments and usually like one to two games every weekend.
Wow, so you really took a huge commitment playing soccer, practicing three times a week, traveling to tournaments. You know, it's a huge accomplishment for you to play Division I soccer. At what point in the whole club, you know, as you were really getting serious with your club team, did you really think about playing, you know, at the next level? Was that a dream since kindergarten, or when you really started locking in with some of these, you know, intense club practices and you saw how talented the girls were? Is that when you realized you had a chance to play at the next level?
In middle school, we had to write this thing in English class, and it was like your goals for the future. And as one of my goals, I originally wrote to play college soccer at Boston College. But I always saw like the older girls like committing to college and like having so much fun. And so me and my friends just always thought about playing college soccer.
That's awesome. So basically at a young age, you had high expectations. You live in Smithtown, but you chose to go to St. Anthony's. Was that for soccer reasons or school or a combination of both?
It was both, but mostly soccer. I knew I was going to get a good education either way, but the soccer team and the sports there are just like a higher level, and I knew the coach there, and I played for her husband on club, so I knew I was going to like have a good season at St. Anthony's because she was the coach.
Right, so you guys won three championships in a row?
Yeah.
Is that correct? So during that time, did you have, you know, just winning so much, did you guys have any specific superstitions or any, you know, crazy stories that, you know, you could tell us?
Yeah, definitely had superstitions. I used to eat peanut butter and jelly before every single game. My coach, Sue, she would wear, like, specific clothing to every game. And for the finals and semifinals, we always used to dye our hair pink. And if we missed, like, those superstitions, like, I'd probably have a bad game and feel like we weren't going to have a good come out.
Right. So in those, so you played 4 years at St. Anthony's, 3 years, you guys won the state championship.
Mm-hmm.
So how many games did you lose? You're probably counting your hand, right? You
had one. Yeah. Well, we didn't lose any league games. We did play higher competitive non-league games my senior year, and we did lose one of them.
There you go.
That was my first loss at St. Anthony's.
Okay, so only one loss in 4 years. That's pretty cool. So during your, let's just say, you know, the busiest time where you were really training, whether it was in season or the out of season with the club, and, you know, your soccer training with me, you know, describe just a day in your life of the busiest time where you were training and doing everything and going to school at the same time.
Well, during soccer season at St. Anthony's, towards the end of it, we would have to go to practice for club after, too. So I'd literally be going from school to school ball, then going home, trying to get any work done, then going to club ball, and on the weekends, coming to work out with you.
All right. So how much did you really have to sacrifice? Do you feel like you missed out? The kids were doing other social events. You know, you couldn't go because you had soccer, you had training, either with me, soccer training, tournaments, practice, you know, just homework because you were running around from practice to practice. Just explain the sacrifice that it takes to really play at the next level.
Yeah. There's been times where all my friends were going out on Friday nights and the weekends, but I was either traveling for soccer, or there's been times I couldn't go out on Halloween because I had finals for school ball the next day. And every night my friends would be like watching TV, not doing their work. I'd be coming home from one soccer practice, doing homework, eating really fast, then going to another soccer practice. And by the time I got home, there was nothing to do besides go to sleep.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a grueling, exhausting schedule, but, you know, the sacrifice paid off now, being a freshman at Iona College. Doing all the soccer training, when did you realize that you needed, you know, like this kind of training, the speed, agility, you know, strength stuff?
For my size, I'm, like, smaller compared to most girls, so I had to get bigger in some way, and working out and, like, gaining muscle and stuff was like a benefit for me, so I could keep up with these bigger girls.
Right. Yeah. Playing, you know, in that conference now that you're playing at, you know, it's definitely, you know, I mean, you're basically playing against women that are 21, 22 years old. And, you know, you're, now that you're a freshman in college, you know, that's a huge, you know, component to college sports, is just working out. Do you remember the first time that you worked out with me, or the first time you met me?
Yeah, I do.
Be nice.
Well, I didn't know you, obviously. It was like one of the transitions from Cats to you, and I was training with Brian and then Matt. And the first time I came, Matt was like, oh, you're not going to be training with me. And I was like, oh, who am I going to be training with? And he's like, Mike, I promise he's good. I was like, all right. And ever since then, he was right.
There you go. So we've been training now, I guess. You're going into your first year. So were your junior year we started?
Yeah, I think
about
so.
Right. So your junior year in college, so just about 2 years. It's been cool seeing you transfer from being a junior in high school to now freshman in college. Obviously, you know, it's a whole different experience for you because of the pandemic going on. What is that like? You know, what is the practices like? Are you allowed to practice? Is your season getting moved? You know, what's just the daily life, including classes and, you know, training and the working out in school?
Yeah, some of my classes were like hybrid, so some were online, some were in person. I really got to choose. And soccer, it started out with just like footwork and running, a lot of running and passing. We weren't allowed to play. We never really got to play 11v11, and our season got moved till the spring. So hopefully I get to play, but I don't know. With COVID.
Yeah, so now you're home taking online classes until, I guess, what, Thanksgiving-ish? And then when does the second semester actually start?
It starts February 1st, and our preseason is supposed to start February 3rd, and we're hoping to play games by March.
All right, so now with, you know, with all that being said, and there's so much unknown, you've been coming here, I would say, almost every day, really, to work out. I guess you just have to stay ready because you never know when you're going to play. They could just tell you, hey, the season's going to start. Hey, it's going to be pushed back. So you just have to keep in shape and, you know, stay as fit as possible. Is that harder than normal, knowing that you don't know, you know, if you're going to play, or like really a set date because everything keeps changing day by day?
I come to the gym often, even if we're not, if I'm not training for anything, I just, it's like a habit. But it's definitely going to be harder to stay fit during the winter and get out like in the middle of December and January to run and make sure that I'm fit for the season.
Do you think playing now against college girls, even though you really couldn't go, you know, live 11 on 11, can you describe to everyone listening what the difference, what the big difference is really from high school to college, the level, whether it's the skill, the size, speed, you know, just playing against older players?
Definitely the girls are bigger and faster, definitely stronger. The older girls that have been there longer, they know how everything goes. And as a freshman, it was just very different, like going in, not really knowing, like, if I'm going to play, how I'm going to do against these girls. Because high school ball, I was used to succeeding and being one of the better girls, like, on the team. And now I'm, like, bottom because I'm a freshman and I really don't know what the future holds for me.
Right, so just working hard, being patient. When you work out here with me, what would you say you enjoy the most or what you dislike the most?
I don't really dislike anything. What I like the most? I don't know.
Is there certain exercises you like working on, you know, certain body parts that you want to focus more on, or certain exercises that you just enjoy doing, or you just love working out in general?
I just like working out in general. I think it's important to work out. Even if I wasn't playing soccer, I'd probably still go to the gym and work out and be fit.
Yeah. So what, you know, to a younger, let's say middle school or high school girl now, whether it's, you know, soccer, basketball, lacrosse, what advice would you give to them now that you've gone through the whole process of, you know, sacrificing a lot and, you know, having the opportunity to play at the college level?
Definitely enjoy, try to enjoy every part of it, even if you find it hard or you want to stop. I would say don't, and just keep going and don't cheat yourself. Never cheat. It's only going to hurt you.
There you go. So for anyone listening, that's great advice from a girl who's done it all, played, you know, since kindergarten, played on high level club teams to now, you know, playing at Division I college at Iona. We're just going to end with a series of questions that I'm going to give you. We're going to call it Keep It 100 with Mike Kaplan. Really quick, one-word answer. I'm going to give you two choices, and you just say which one you like better. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sleds or resistance bands?
Sleds.
Beach or snow?
Beach.
Hip-hop or country?
Country.
There you go. Long distance or sprints?
Sprints.
TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram.
And last one, what's your favorite late night snack?
Apples and peanut butter.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Vic. I appreciate you being on the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. That's it. Thank you.
You're welcome.